If you've been with us in recent weeks here on WTOP, you may have heard us talk about a list of foods you should never buy again at the grocery store. Reader's Digest was out with an article on this recently, and many items on there were items at the grocery store that were perhaps high in fat, high in sugar. They may have been high in cost, but, you know, they're prepackaged items. They're easy to grab and bring home, save you some time. But if you're trying to save money and save on the calories, what are your options? Joining us live now to give us some alternatives, our favorite D.C. foodie, Mary Beth Albright, is back, a Forbes travel and food writer as well. Welcome back, Mary Beth.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to be here, and I'm so happy to talk about this because this Reader's Digest list, like, I love Reader's Digest, but I think there's a reason they've been in bankruptcy twice in the past few years, is because this list is really for people who have a ton of time and don't have kids, because a lot of these stuff are convenience food.
Right.
And some of them I do agree with. So, yeah, I do agree. You should never buy energy drinks and you should never buy energy bars, because nature made the best energy bars. You just throw a banana in your car and some nuts. You don't need a sugary energy bar. And there are plenty of things that will knock around in your car all afternoon. You know, the way people like throw energy bars into their glove box and stuff and it'll just eat them.
Mm-hmm. I think I have a few.
One of the things that they also mentioned were multigrain breads, which everybody assumes are healthy and good for you and wonderful. What do you say?
Oh, I love the food industry, but I've got to say, they got a few tricks up their sleeves. Multigrain doesn't really mean a whole lot of anything. Mm-hmm. What the point of the article was saying, you should look at the first ingredient. The first ingredient should be a whole grain, whole wheat. But there are breads that are made with all kinds of whole grains now. But, you know, a lot of times people will say that these foods are good for you, but they're really just stuffed with sugar. Like reduced fat peanut butter is one of them. Mm-hmm. I mean, there is a special ring in hell for the person who made reduced fat peanut butter, who came up with that. Because I have to say, there's nothing better on this green earth than just peanuts.
Peanuts
ground up with salt. It's like, it's perfect. So there are a bunch of things that I do agree with.
What about those cost saving items and individual serving bags of chips or vegetables, things like that?
The problem with individual serving bags is that we all know that they taste best in multiples.
Mm.
Right? Yeah. I mean, really,
bet you can't eat just one.
Who eats one serving bag of that? Like 100 calories. Yeah. You might as well put 1,200 calories on there, because I'm eating the whole thing.
Right.
People say that there are tricks about these. That, you know, take potato chips and bring them home and put them into individual serving bags. I mean, to me, it's like, if you're going to have a bag of chips, have a bag of chips. But don't pretend that you're going to have like 8 a day. I just think it's a little ridiculous. But here are the things that I'm really angry about on the Reader's Digest list. And here's where Mary Beth feels like she's been a little baited.
Mm-hmm.
Parmigiano Reggiano cheese. This cheese has been around for 1,000 years. It is one of the best cheeses in the world, and they say don't buy it because it's expensive. We're not talking about the stuff in the green can. We're talking about real Italian cheese. Mm-hmm. There's nothing else in the world like it. Same thing with smoked and cured meats. They say never buy those. I don't want to live a life without prosciutto. It might, one of those things. If you're not even eating pork, is your life really longer, or does it just feel longer? So, I mean, things like that, I don't understand.
I would assume you would agree with the tomato sauce in the jar. You probably say make your own at home. It's easier. It's going to taste better, right?
Yeah, and it takes, if you're making dried pasta, it takes, what, like 10, 15 minutes to cook that. In that time, you can throw a bunch of diced tomatoes or crushed tomatoes in a pot, throw some spices in it, really good olive oil, and just like simmer it on the stove for 10 minutes, and by the time your pasta's done, your sauce is done too.
Not a lot of sugar in that either.
None, if you don't put it in.
Natural sugar and tomatoes, and that's it.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, Mary Beth, great stuff. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Mary Beth Albright is a Forbes travel and, of course, food guide writer.